Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news, WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking scattered showers for this Wednesday, but coming up, I'm going to show you why today will not be a washout.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, north of Rollsville on US 401, where crews are working to clear a deadly crash. Coming up, what we know about what happened.
Plus, a new lawsuit from the former football coach of St. Augustine's University, what he claims happened before the firing and how much he's suing for. Good morning and thanks for joining us. I am Keely Arthur.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things started. What a ugly look. There's downtown Raleigh somewhere behind there.
Yeah,
from
you
our
cannot.
Yeah,
camera. It's dense kind of fog right
can't
now.
Can't really make that out. Peter Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. And as far as radar goes, I mean, this looks like it's moving off spotty showers in there.
It is. We are watching the rain that is out there this morning head towards the east. Earlier in Durham and in Raleigh, we were getting drenched with a lot of rain that was coming down at a steady pace. We're starting to see quieter conditions there. Areas that were not seeing rain around 4 and 5 o'clock this morning, starting to see some of those scattered showers out there across the sand hills. As you head out the door, make sure you take it easy as those streets are wet. And we are seeing some very light showers out there in Wake County, and we're seeing some of that in Lee County as well. We will continue to get rain to gradually clear out as we head throughout the day. Those spotty showers will be possible for this afternoon, and I don't think everyone will see rain at the same time. These should be quick movers as we head through the day as well, and all of us will see drier conditions for this evening. So if you have plans to check out some holiday lights, or maybe you're going to head to a skating rink, you should be good, as we are going to see drier conditions this evening. Southern Pines, you guys are socked in the clouds, but the clouds are not stopping those golfers. They are out there already for this morning. It's 57 degrees out there in Southern Pines, and 58 degrees for Durham, 59 for Fayetteville. This afternoon, we're heading into the 60s with a high of 65. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rainfall we're expecting for the rest of the week.
Well, whether you were headed back to work or headed home after those Christmas celebrations, it is a busy day on the roads here this morning. You can see we've got crashes scattered across the region, but we have to start up here just outside of Rollsville. This crash we have been monitoring all morning near the US 401 Highway 96 or Zebulon Road intersection. We've got WRAL's Brett Neese out there in the Breaking News Tracker this morning. Brett, looking behind you, we have definitely seen some changes over the course of the morning. What are you seeing now?
Yeah, Eric, over 4 hours later, and we are in the clearing stages at this point. The Highway Patrol has wrapped up their investigation at this point. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what it looks like here, as they do have the car up on the tow truck now. They do still have kind of the shoulder blocked off there in the distance. You can see there's two Highway Patrol cars there still, and that car that is on top, it looks like an SUV on top of that tow truck there. A lot of damage as if it was a rollover type crash. I have some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker from earlier to show you of what it looked like just after 4 a.m. when this crash happened. It had the right lane blocked for quite a while this morning, over 3.5 hours. That right lane was blocked due to this earlier crash. At least one person dead, working to find out whether or not anybody else was in this car at the time of the crash. Eric, also working to find out if it is weather related. You can see just how wet 401 is. Definitely want to take it slow right now, Eric.
Yeah, Brett, we know you'll keep working on that. Stay safe out there. Try to stay dry. Turning now to a different crash that we have been following this morning. This is over on US 1 near Apex. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey out there for us. Kelsey, very different than the last time we talked to you. Traffic actually starting to flow now.
Eric, that crash is cleared now, and we've got new information from the town of Cary in the last 30 minutes. They say that a car hydroplaned around 3:50 this morning. Take a look at this video of the aftermath. Traffic was backed up all down the northbound lanes near exit 98. The driver of that car hydroplaned, or rather the driver of the car that hydroplaned, was taken to the hospital. They're okay, and that info came from the town of Cary. Tow trucks removed the car just before 7 o'clock this morning. There's no word yet on whether this crash was weather related, but if you're headed out on the roadways today, please be careful. These roads are slick. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Some Great advice. Be careful. Well, the post-Christmas travel rush is in full swing at RDU, where you can kind of see it. It's foggy there. This morning, a big uptick in delays and cancellations, 19 delays and 3 cancellations. That was after a very busy day yesterday, nearly 100 flights delayed then. This year's holiday travel season has seen only a fraction of the delays and cancellations we actually saw last year. In part, that's because airlines beefed up hiring ahead of the end of the year rush. Weather was the main cause of the delays yesterday. Heavy snow and rain in the plains and parts of the Midwest caused a backup in hubs across the country.
I think it had a little ripple effect because I think the flight before us was delayed an hour, and then ours got delayed like 2 hours.
RDU is expecting record crowds through the week. It's a good idea because of that to give yourself a little extra time before your flight, especially if you plan on checking a bag.
Breaking news we've been following in the overnight hours. Fire damaged the Roseboro Rescue and EMS building in Sampson County. Crews responded to that fire at the building just before 11:30 last night. When they got there, they found a rescue vehicle inside the building was on fire. That vehicle was destroyed. Officials say the building is unusable in its current condition.
Well, discussions between the U.S. and Israel about the ongoing war with Hamas are taking another step forward. On Tuesday, a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with members of the Biden administration over in Washington. A White House official says they talked about the need for Israel to focus on high-value Hamas targets. They also talked about steps to improve the humanitarian situation and minimize harm to civilians. Netanyahu has vowed there is a long fight ahead, and Israel's military leaders have not shown any indication of letting up.
St. Augustine's University former football coach Howard Fagans is suing the university over his October firing. In his lawsuit, Fagans says St. Augustine's irreparably tarnished his coaching career by firing him for pretextual and unlawful reasons. He claims he was intimidated into silence when bringing up concerns with how the football program was being run before he was fired in October. The university says he was fired for fielding 2 ineligible players. The lawsuit is seeking $50,000 payment. St. Augustine's offered WRL no comment on the lawsuit.
Well, a very tough Christmas for a mother in Fayetteville. She is grieving the loss of not only her son, but her daughter-in-law. Both were killed in a car crash Christmas morning. Jada Fields was on his way to his mother's house with his wife, Patricia, when they were hit by a driver who ran a red light. Jada's mother, Priscilla Fields, last saw her son and his wife on her birthday, which was just a few days ago. The couple had been married for 29 years and shared 3 children. Priscilla Fields says the tragic loss has left a huge hole in her heart.
It's hard to lose a child, but when you got a child that was good as my son, he looked out for me. It was, if he had it, he would give it to me.
26-year-old Michael Smith, the driver in the other car, he is facing charges in this crash. Those charges include 2 counts of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving, and running a red light.
Today could be the next step toward being able to place mobile sports bets in North Carolina. And today is the deadline for mobile sports betting operators to submit their applications to the State Lottery Commission. The commission will have 60 days then to vet the applicants and approve licenses. That could allow for sports betting to begin by early March before the start of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Today, catch WRL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter live in Charlotte for the Duke's Mayo Bowl. UNC will take on West Virginia for a chance to win the trophy. The game starts at 5:30 p.m., followed by the all-important Mayo Bath right after. And Casey Hintz is over in Orlando for NC State versus Kansas State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. She'll have coverage of that later today and tomorrow.
Coming up on 10 after 8, it's the days after Christmas, and you may have some batteries laying around your house, right? Those could be dangerous. Coming up, an ER doctor is warning about how these could be a big problem if a kid gets a hold of them.
And if you are worried about the health of an older adult in your family, it turns out pets can be a huge help. We'll explain a new study that shows how pets help slow dementia progress.
And scattered showers are heading eastward. As we head throughout the morning, we are going to see lingering showers for this afternoon. But coming up, I'm going to show you why today will not be a washout.
Welcome back, everyone. You are taking a live look at Durham, and it kind of looks like this everywhere right now. It's cloudy, it's gloomy, it's gray. PETA, you are tracking some warm temperatures, but things are wet. Won't be that wet later today, though, right?
Right. It is not going to be that wet. I do want to go ahead and show you here Futurecast, as we are going to see those showers gradually move through as we head throughout the morning, some of them in our south and eastern counties. But it's going to be spotty later on this afternoon. It's not going to be a complete washout for today, as those showers are expected to ease up a little bit later on. Tonight, though, we are going to see all the clouds out there, and drier conditions will be moving in. I know you guys are hitting the road, and if you're traveling along I-95, maybe heading into the Mid-Atlantic or the New England coastline, you are going to run into the rain. We're also tracking some showers and a wintry mix moving into Kansas City for this Wednesday, and then on Thursday. We have to talk about those hot spots like Chicago. We're expecting a wintry mix there with rain and snow across Illinois. Atlanta, likely to be dry for tomorrow with highs in the 40s. You can see Texas there, temperatures in Dallas in the upper 40s as well. We are going to see overall quieter conditions for Friday all across the nation. We're really going to watch this system that will be moving across the Pacific Northwest that could bring rain into the Cascades as well. But overall, if you are traveling across the Southeast over the next couple of days, you should see some fairly fair weather as you are traveling, as drier conditions are expected to move in. The streets are wet out there, especially out there in Roxborough. And looking at Rocky Mount Mills right now, you can see some wet conditions as we get our morning started in Rocky Mount. It is 60 degrees, 58 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 59 in Fayetteville. Temperatures for today will be gradually climbing into the 60s. We are going to top at 65 degrees, and evening temperatures will be down into the 50s. If you're heading out maybe to a skating rink, or you still want to get the kids out to view some holiday lights and drive around the neighborhood, we are going to see some drier conditions for this evening. We are looking at a high of 60 on Thursday, 52 for Friday. It is going to feel like how it should be as we ring in the new year. Morning temperatures down into the 30s on Monday, afternoon highs in the 50s. It's going to get chilly on Tuesday with that high of 48. Eric?
Oh, PETA, taking a look outside at the traffic right now, things much improved than where we were even 30 minutes ago. But we do still have that fatal crash up here in the Rollsville area on US 401 near that Zebulon Road interchange. Still got first responders there, so if you're passing through that way, you will want to slow down and take your time. As PETA mentioned, it is wet out there this morning as well. Taking a live look, I-40 at Carytown Boulevard. You can see those clouds out there in the distance, and you can see the road surface right there, shining bright. So stay safe, drive slow this morning.
Yeah, great advice. Well, one of the stars of the Oscar-winning movie Parasite has died. A South Korean news agency reports Lee Soon-kyun died after being found unconscious in a car at a park in Seoul early this morning. Police say Lee's wife found what appeared to be a suicide note. Lee had been under investigation over allegations of illegal drug use. He was just 48 years old.
An ER physician at Duke is warning about the dangers of tiny batteries like these. The button batteries, they come in many new electronics, toys, games that have been gifted for Christmas. The batteries are small, but they can be a big problem if they're ingested. They can burn a hole in a toddler's esophagus in less than 2 hours. According to one physician we talked to, that can create a severe medical emergency.
The even scarier part is your aorta, which is the largest blood vessel in your body, lays right behind the esophagus. And so then that's a really scary problem, which can lead to life-threatening bleeding.
In a 10-year span from 2011 through 2021, the Consumer Product Safety Commission reports there were 27 deaths, more than 54,000 injuries treated. These are cases in emergency rooms associated with ingesting or inserting button cells or coin batteries.
Authorities are investigating an explosion near the Israeli embassy, in the capital city of India. No one was hurt in the blast, but Israel's foreign ministry says the circumstances behind what caused it are unclear right now. Police in New Delhi are helping Israeli security forces with their investigation.
An investigation is underway after two teenage girls were stabbed while out to lunch with their parents at Grand Central Station in New York City. This happened on Christmas morning around 11:30. Police say 36-year-old Stephen Hutcherson approached the girls and their parents who were eating at a cafe. The manager of the restaurant says she noticed the man acting erratically before he pulled out a knife and stabbed one of the girls in the back. Police were able to arrest Hutcherson. He faces attempted murder and other charges. Both teenagers were taken to the hospital for treatment and are expected to be okay.
A woman accused of attacking actor Charlie Sheen at his Malibu home has pleaded not guilty. 47-year-old Electra Schrock entered the plea to a felony charge of assault by means of force. Her defense attorney argues the case is being overcharged and Schrock should only face a misdemeanor charge. Schrock is accused of breaking into Sheen's home on December 20th and attacking him. She's being held on a $75,000 bond.
As you or a loved one gets older, a new study is showing owning a pet can help with your cognitive health. A Chinese study found owning pets actually helps slow cognitive decline in elderly people who live alone. Pet ownership can help verbal memory and fluency. The study included about 8,000 people ages 50 and up. Researchers believe loneliness is a potential factor in older adults living with dementia. So the same results were not found in people who live with others.
This is a PSA to use your gift cards. Americans were expected to spend $30 billion on gift cards this season. In fact, it's the second most popular gift behind clothing. But not everyone is using them. According to Bankrate, 47% of adults have unused gift cards. The most popular gift cards are for restaurants, and one tracker finds 70% are used in the first 6 months.
5 years, but it's like for some reason I just feel like just use it now so that way I don't forget it and then it's in the drawer and then 5 years pass and it's like I had $100 worth of gift cards in a box.
That's smart thinking. Because of federal law, gift cards can't expire 5 years after the issue date or when they were last filled up. Here in North Carolina, gift cards with an expiration date are considered abandoned after 3 years.
Kwanzaa is officially underway, and there are several events around our area to celebrate the week-long holiday. People celebrated Tuesday at the Haytai Heritage Center in Durham. There was a candle lighting ceremony, arts and crafts, and a panel discussion. In entertainment news, The Color Purple had a big box office premiere and a Christmas gift for Joker fans. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with today's Hollywood Nation.
That's impressive.
Rebel Moon Part 2, new pics of Joker 2, and a big premiere for The Color Purple in the Hollywood Nation.
Afternoon. I need me a wife.
According to Variety, the new adaptation of The Color Purple became the biggest Christmas Day opening for a film since 2009 and the second biggest Christmas Day opening of all time. The musical drama made $18.1 million as it starts its theatrical run, while its star-filled cast gets ready for awards season.
81 players will take their place on this 9x9 field of battle.
Rob Lowe has a new Fox quiz show, The Floor, premiering January 2nd, and he's busy with renewed series 911 Lone Star and Unstable. The latter he co-stars in with his son John Owen, and it may inspire more family projects.
There's always the notion of revisiting our adventure show, The Lowe Files. That would be ideal, because then I get my other son Matthew and we continue our adventures. I know that I'll work with both my sons for as long as I can do it.
Director Todd Phillips gave Joker fans a Christmas gift, posting two new pics on Instagram of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga from the sequel. He wrote, "Wishing everyone a happy holiday and a beautiful new year." Joker Folie à Deux premieres October 4th, 2024. In today's First Looks is Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver. Netflix released a teaser trailer for the continuation of the saga, which premieres April 19th, 2024.
Finishing touches are being put on WRL First Night Raleigh in just 4 days. Can you believe it? We are expecting to see tens of thousands of people pour into downtown. And it is the 32nd year of the largest New Year's event in this part of North Carolina. Expect usual favorites like the Ferris wheel and the City of Oak Staple, that giant acorn. It'll drop with a fireworks display at 7 and again at midnight. New this year, a different amusement ride called the Tesla AC. Early birds can hit City Plaza music performances and the children's celebration, which starts at 2. The people's procession and music at the main stage kick off at 6.
Everyone's just pouring into these downtown businesses to support our city, and it's just such an amazing benefit of this festival.
It is such a fun time. The event will last from 2 p.m. through midnight. You can go to firstnightraleigh.com for ticket details. And we're your home for WRL First Night Raleigh. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through the midnight acorn drop and fireworks. You can also watch the acorn drop on WRL right after Sunday Night Football.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It is 8:26. I'm Keely Arthur with your top stories. As you're getting up this morning, you might have noticed it is raining and very slick out there. We're already seeing some hydroplaning on the roadways. PETA, how long will this rain last?
It's going to stay with us into the afternoon and evening, but some of the rainfall that we're seeing that's steady in some spots will ease up as we head throughout the day. We're taking a live look at the dual Doppler 5000, and we have some of those scattered showers across the sand hills this morning. We're seeing the rain along the I-95 corridor, and some of those showers are retrieving a little bit more towards the west right now. We are going to continue to get those showers to move out with this area of low pressure moving towards the east. It is going to bring all the rain with it to the east, and we are going to see drier conditions by tonight.
Taking a look outside at traffic right now, things are looking pretty good, but we do have a crash that's popped up here on the map in the last couple of minutes. As PETA and Keely referenced, it is wet, it is slick out there. Taking a live look right now, this is I-87 at Hodge Road. You can see things not too busy, but again, those roads are nice and wet, and we do have all of that fog, those low-lying clouds out there as well. That's keeping visibility down. You definitely see that here, I-40 at Carytown Boulevard. So take it slow and be safe out there on the roads.
Today is the deadline for sports betting operators to submit their applications to the State Lottery Commission. The commission will then have 60 days to vet the applicants and approve the licenses that could allow for sports betting to begin by early March, right in time for the NCAA basketball tournament. Well, next on Fox 50, more drama at St. Augustine's University as the football coach is now suing them. The latest just ahead.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking scattered showers for this Wednesday. Coming up, I'm going to show you when drier conditions will move in.
Plus, a rescue and EMS building in Sampson County is unusable after a fire late last night. What crews found when they got to the scene.
And the next step toward being able to place sports bets in North Carolina, how much longer until you can place those wagers? Mobile sports betting on deck here. Folks have to get those applications in. Well, thank you for sticking with us here. 8:30 on our Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Keely Arthur. And yeah, we've been joking. You can normally see the skyline in this shot. Not today. Mm-mm. Very foggy out there and very rainy. We want people to be slow if they're driving into work or maybe going to the mall, making some returns. PETA, how's it looking out there?
Yeah, the streets are wet for this morning. We've got the rain in place, and we saw showers last night that was coming down at a pretty steady pace for most of us. We have the rain across the sand hills and along our eastern counties. Look at those scattered showers filtering in across Harnett County right now. We're seeing some of that rain retreat from the south to the north in Cumberland County and Sampson County. Those showers eased up for Raleigh, but we are starting to see some light rain in western Chatham County that's streaming into Chapel Hill and some parts of Durham. It's fairly light for this morning, and we are going to see those showers turn spotty as we head into the afternoon. It's not going to be a complete washout today, but do plan for some of those pockets of rain to move through. Drier conditions likely for this evening, and tonight is going to be a quiet one. We're taking a live look at Roxboro right now, where we do have a lot of cloud cover out there. The streets are certainly wet.
there's going to be some wet palms from some of the pets as you walk them this morning, as we are tracking some of that rain to continue to come down. 59 degrees, the current temperature in Raleigh and Durham. And come this afternoon, we're going to gradually climb into the 60s with a high of 65. Coming up, I'm showing you the big cool down that will soon move in.
Taking a look at traffic here just after 8:30, you can see things looking pretty good overall, but we do have an incident that's popped up here in just the last couple of minutes. You can see this is up here over on the Beltline near that Capitol Boulevard, or excuse me, the 401 interchange there. That's going to be slowing folks down and just something to watch out for as you're out there on the roads. Otherwise, it is wet and the visibility just isn't great. Take a look at that I-40 at Carytown Boulevard. You can see those cars literally just disappearing off into those low-lying clouds, that fog there. So as you're out on the roads, definitely going to want to slow down, take it easy. Another look now, this time I-87 at Hodge Road. Again, not so much at that low visibility, but the roads are still slick, are still wet. So something to keep in mind this morning.
Well, another crash we've been monitoring all morning. One person died in a single car crash on Lewisburg Road near Rollsville. That's where WRL Brett Neese has been tracking this all morning long. How are things looking out there now, Brett?
This is the scene here on 401 just before you get to Zebulon Road north of Rollsville. Just after 8 a.m., a tow truck is off in the distance there working to get the car off the side of the embankment and clear this scene. Take a look. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of what this crash looked like. It happened around 4 a.m. The Highway Patrol investigated for several hours trying to figure out how that car lost control and went off the side of the road. Sadly, at least one person died. We're going to find out if anybody else was inside the car at the time of this crash. I'm also working to find out if it was weather related. As soon as I get an update from state troopers, I'll pass it along. In Rollsville, Brittany, WRL News.
And more breaking news, US 1 is now back open. It was closed this morning as traffic was backed up for miles. This happened after a crash between Tryon Road and the US 64 exit. A car hydroplaned right in that area before 4 o'clock this morning. The driver was sent to the hospital. That's according to a spokesperson for the town of Cary. We're working to find out if the crash was weather related. The post-Christmas travel rush is in full swing at RDU. You have a live look for it right here. This morning, there are 19 delays, 3 cancellations. It was a busy day yesterday, saw nearly 100 flights delayed. This year's holiday travel season, though, has seen only a fraction of the delays and cancellations that we saw last year. That is in part because airlines have beefed up hiring ahead of the end of the year rush. Weather was the main cause of delays Tuesday, with that heavy snow and rain in the plains and parts of the Midwest caused a backup at hubs all across the country. RDU is expecting record crowds through the end of the week, so it's a good idea to give yourself a little extra time before your flight, especially if you plan to check a bag.
And some more breaking news. An overnight fire damaged the Roseboro Rescue and EMS building over in Sampson County. Crews responded to the fire at the building just before 11:30 last night. When they arrived, they found a rescue vehicle inside the building on fire. The vehicle was destroyed, and officials say the building itself is unusable.
More drama for St. Augustine University's head football coach. The former head coach, Howard Fagans, is suing the university over his October firing. In that suit, Fagans says St. Augustine's irreparably tarnished his coaching career by firing him for pretextual and unlawful reasons. He claims he was intimidated into silence when bringing up concerns with how the football program was being run. That was before he was fired in October. The university says he was fired for fielding 2 ineligible players. The lawsuit seeks a $50,000 payment. St. Augustine's offered WRL no comment on the lawsuit.
A blood drive that starts today will honor a fallen Raleigh fire captain. Captain Nathan Burgess died last month after a battle with cancer. His wife started the fundraiser, the Phoenix Project, in his memory. The goal is to raise awareness about firefighters' risk of exposure to carcinogens and hazardous materials. Today and tomorrow, the group will hold the blood drive at Elks Lodge on Lead Mine Road. The charity will receive $25 for every blood donation.
Today could be the next step toward being able to place wagers on sports in North Carolina. Today's the deadline for mobile sports betting operators to submit their applications to the State Lottery Commission. The commission will then have 60 days to vet those applicants and approve the licenses. This has been a longer process than some had hoped.
once sports betting in North Carolina was signed into law earlier this year. Now, the first allowable date for sports wagers is January 8th, but experts believe the first wagers won't be made until closer to the June 15th deadline that the law has in it.
The UNC Tar Heels looking for a win in tonight's Mayo Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl, that is. They're playing West Virginia in the game at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. UNC's roster will have some big changes. At least 11 players will be starting at positions they weren't playing in the last game. And quarterback Drake May won't play. Redshirt Connor Harrell will be under center. Kickoff is at 5:30 this evening. And WRL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter will be over in Charlotte for the game. They'll have live coverage in our later newscasts. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, a preview of NC State's big bowl game. That's tomorrow against Kansas State.
Tonight provides another chance to you for you to be Powerball's next big winner. The jackpot for the drawing is $685 million, the fourth largest of the year. There have been 32 drawings in a row now without a grand prize winner. You can watch tonight's drawing on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news.
Well, coming up, a man is fighting for his life after he was found trapped in his truck, forget this, 6 days after a wreck. You're going to hear from one of the Indiana fishermen who was shocked to find the man alive.
Plus, the WRAL Teacher of the Week is described as the special education guru by her coworkers. She'll tell us about the special bond she forms with her students. That's next.
And you're taking a live look at, very, very foggy North Hills this morning. We're seeing scattered showers throughout the day, but it will not be a washout. PETA Sherwood will tell us when we'll see a cool down.
And a live look right now at 842 downtown Raleigh, the Natural Science Museum, as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We've seen these clouds, but now they are low-level clouds, certainly down to the ground, PETA.
Yeah, those lower-level clouds moving through, and some of you guys are still dealing with the rain. As we look at our dual Doppler 5000 right now, we see those showers right along I-95. So I know this is a big travel corridor here, and we are seeing the rain come down from Rocky Mount all the way down into Fayetteville, and some of those showers as well in Lumberton. Pinehurst, you guys are seeing dry conditions, but there are some showers that are just to the east of you. Hope Mills, a light rain coming down. We're seeing that rain now filter in across Harnett County as showers are lifting towards the north from the south. This is a live look at Sanford. Look at the rain coming down, hitting the street there. It is a slick morning, so you want to make sure that you are slowing down and taking it easy. Another spot we want to look at in the triangle, we're seeing some very light showers in Durham and Orange County. In Wake County at the moment, most of us seeing dry conditions, but there's a couple of very light sprinkles in north and eastern Wake County right now. As we take a look at the bigger picture, it's this area of low pressure that's the big culprit, bringing us all the rain. It is fueling all that moisture in from the Atlantic as it turns counterclockwise. With the showers around for this morning, we are expecting some gradual clearing, though, as we head throughout the rest of the morning. And today will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a few passing showers, and likely you see dry conditions overnight. It's going to be a different story compared to last night. So those showers are going to head towards the east as we head through the morning. Spotty, lingering showers possible into the afternoon today. We are going to see drier conditions again, as I mentioned, as we head into this evening with those showers heading to the east and heading into Virginia out of our region. Temperatures are mild, 65 for the high. And then once we head into this evening, we're down to around 58 degrees for 6 o'clock. I think if you have plans to head to a skating rink later on today, or if you want to head out to look at some holiday lights, you guys should be fine as drier conditions are expected to move in. Now, it is warm for this time of the year, but temperatures are going
going to drop to where they should be by Friday. We're looking at a high of 52 degrees. That's closer to normal. We're taking another live look outside right now, and you can see some ponding out there at Dix Park. It's soggy for this morning, and perhaps you're heading out to First Night Raleigh. Temperatures expected for that event in the upper 30s right around midnight. It is going to be chilly as we ring in the new year. Highs in the 50s, morning temperatures down into the 30s. Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 48.
Taking a look at the traffic out there right now, we have one new crash to tell you about. That's going to be up here in North Raleigh. You'll see this is right here, a Spring Forest Road at Fox Road. Not seeing any backups there, but we are working to learn exactly how serious that is and whether anyone was injured. Otherwise, one incident to tell you about down on the Beltline. That's going to be down here near that 401 interchange. Just a good reminder to take it slow, not to be driving too crazy because it is wet. It is slick out there. And you see, as we take a live look outside, that visibility is not great.
Thanks, Eric. Town leaders in Wake Forest and Franklinton say they want to see upgrades to the US 1 corridor. And one option they are willing to explore is a possible toll road. Leaders have voted to support a study, at least, into how a toll road might affect the corridor. They say it could be one way to fund the improvements sooner. It comes after years of delays to the US 1 project. A formal request would need to be made to the state DOT in order to get the study started.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Mexico today. Well, this comes as thousands of migrants have joined a caravan making its way to the U.S. The caravan, now more than 8,000 people strong, was last seen in the Mexican state of Chiapas near Guatemala. Many of them are exhausted, including a father from Honduras who says his three-year-old daughter is now just too weak to walk. Mexico's president will meet with Blinken today in Mexico City to talk about potential solutions.
After hundreds of people reported getting sick after eating at Sushi 9 restaurant in Raleigh, the restaurant is apologizing. It posted on social media Tuesday saying, "We sincerely apologize that many of you became ill after dining with us." The post goes on to say the health department says the health concern is over. The public health officials interviewed more than 240 people who reported getting sick between November 28th and December 5th. Test samples collected tested positive for norovirus. A spokesperson told WREL the volume of complaints they received in that one-week time frame was significant.
Well, this is truly a miraculous story. A man is in the hospital after he was stuck, pinned in his car for days in Northwest Indiana. Two fishermen stumbled upon the man trapped in his pickup truck after a crash. He said he had been pinned inside the truck without food or water for six whole days and couldn't reach his phone to call for help. The truck had gone off the interstate and ended up under a bridge and partially in a creek. One of the fishermen described their surprising find, saying at first he thought it was a dead body.
There was a body in there, and I went to touch it, and he turned around. And that just, it almost killed me there because it was kind of shocking. But he was alive, and he was very happy to see us. Like, he was really, like, I'd never seen a relief like that.
Crews came and freed the man from the truck. He was taken to the hospital with severe and some potentially life-threatening injuries.
A corrections officer is dead after being shot and killed by another corrections officer in Mississippi. Authorities say the shooting happened yesterday afternoon in the parking lot at the East Mississippi Corrections Facility in Meridian. Investigators say the two officers got into some type of argument moments before that shooting. Other officers at the prison quickly responded and arrested the shooter. Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office is investigating.
A decades-old missing persons case in Missouri has finally been solved thanks to a YouTuber. YouTuber James Hinkle went on a mission to find the whereabouts of a 59-year-old man who went missing in 2013. He flew a drone over a private pond to search for some clues and spotted a car submerged in the water. The local sheriff's office confirmed the license plate number matched the one they were looking for. Sunday, divers recovered human remains from the vehicle, and the sheriff's office said they were consistent with the missing man. A forensic pathologist is in the process of confirming his identity.
Quite a find solving that mystery. Some food trucks in Rocky Mount that are favorites among locals may have to find new locations. We're talking about the ones that usually park in the Hobby Lobby parking lot on Sutter's Creek Boulevard. Some food truck owners tell WREL a property management group there says the folks can't park there anymore.
Owners say they were asked to move weeks ago, and they don't know why, and they say it will affect business.
But this is also going to impact other business owners that some of them don't travel outside of Rocky Mount as much as we do. So I'm like, this income is going to, you know, this is going to hurt their income for the holidays.
Robinson there, you heard him in the interview. He says there has been an outpouring of support from business owners who will allow the trucks on their property as a substitute. The property manager did not respond to WRL's request for questions.
Children in the military connected to families who are serving often have unique experiences in life, and their teachers just have to be there to support them through it all. WRL's Brian Schrader introduces us to our Teacher of the Week, who is making a very big difference at Fort Liberty.
Helen Walker started teaching in Harnett County Schools in 2000. 13 years ago, she made the move to the Department of Defense education system, teaching military-connected students at Hampton Primary School on Fort Liberty. Walker has become known as the special education guru.
It's all about equity and equality for all students, regardless of, you know, the categories that kids fall into within the education system. And I just want to ensure that education is being distributed equally for all students, all times of the day, everywhere, for a positive education.
Walker says she loves the unique bond she forms with her students.
I can teach an elementary kid, and then when they graduate from high school, it's always so positive for the parents to reach back out and say, "Miss Walker, thank you so much for all that you do." And that excites me. That really excites me about education.
And as we get ready for a new year, Walker has a message for all of the students in our area.
I do want to just wish every student, every school district, a very successful year, you know, and just keep in mind that kids are first, students first at all times.
Helen Walker is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
All right, if you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
The numbers are rising for young onset dementia, and new research shows lifestyle can play a role in who it affects. Young onset dementia means the cognitive decline that one experiences years before the signs of dementia set in. For some, that can be as early as the age of 30. A study released Tuesday found some of the more surprising risk factors are social isolation, hearing loss, and low vitamin D. A person's socioeconomic status and access to higher education also seem to be factors.
Uh-oh, ads are making their way to Amazon Prime. Very soon, the company says it will roll out limited ads on movies and TV shows starting January 29th. If you want to watch your entertainment ad-free, you can, but you have to pay an extra $2.99 a month on top of what you're paying for the subscription. Amazon says it plans to have fewer ads than what you would normally see on TV.
NC State is just a day away from the Pop-Tarts Bowl against Kansas State. WRL's Casey Hintz has a preview of all the excitement you can expect to see over the next few days in Orlando.
Hey, good morning, everyone, from Orlando, Florida. What are we toasting up this morning? Maybe a frosted brown sugar Pop-Tart, blueberry, or maybe you're more of a cherry guy like NC State offensive coordinator Robert and I. Either way, you know, I've learned opinions vary greatly when it comes to this classic breakfast treat. But when it comes to the why of what is driving this Wolfpack football team ahead of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, well, everyone is on the same page. The Pack are playing for each other for one goal, a 10-win season.
I really want to finish it strong. I think this team wants to finish it strong. And, you know, a lot of, obviously everyone knows that this is for our 10th win, and that's something that hasn't been done here. There's a lot of motivation to going into a bowl game, which sometimes it's you don't sometimes find that in teams just because it is a fun experience and you have a bunch of events. And obviously you always talk about the game, but I think our guys are really motivated.
We'll have live coverage coming up this afternoon on WRL. We'll hear from some of the fellas as well as head coach Dave Doran. But for now, Casey Entz, WRL Sports, Orlando.
Can't wait to see it. And UNC this afternoon as well in their bowl game. We'll have a complete report on that coming up, and we'll get a check on weather and traffic next.